Message number 342. Virgin Mary introduce abortion in Ireland and you sever the link to my heart. Friday, February 17, 2012 at 03:30 p.m. I am your beloved mother, Queen of the Angels, the Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception. Oh, how I weep today as Ireland, the country most dedicated to me, their beloved mother, falls prey to the evil one. Great darkness has descended over this nation. So many have lost their faith, just as so many have turned their hearts away from my beloved Son, Jesus Christ. My children in Ireland have allowed the evil one to turn their hearts to stone. Those who love my son are in pain as they witness the secularism which has taken control over this once holy country. Attempts are now being made to introduce abortion, and if this were to happen, it will deeply offend my precious son. My children, should you introduce abortion in Ireland, you will sever the link that has brought you so close to my heart. So many people in Ireland now insult my son through the disrespect they show him. I also am no longer tolerated and my name is demeaned. Children of Ireland, chosen as special souls to impart the word of my Father throughout the world, you must listen to me. Pray, pray, pray that these plans to introduce abortion laws do not take place. Should this happen, Ireland will lose much favor in my Father's kingdom. The sin of abortion is the most grievous in the eyes of my Father. It is the worst kind of genocide. You must fight this evil, children. You must do it now, or the last divine link which needs to be strengthened will instead be weakened. You must rise, children, and reclaim your Catholic and Christian faiths, for they are being stolen from you. Do not allow those in power to sneer at you when you proclaim the holy word of God. This spirit of darkness has now not only covers your country but the holy shrines at which I am supposed to be revered. I weep in sorrow as I see my beloved Ireland fall by the wayside. Yet there is hope, children. But you must now join in force to protect your faith. Soon you will be forced to abandon not only your Catholic faith but your Christian faith. Reclaim your country from socialism and secular dictatorships. They will plead for the right of citizens but will deny the very rights they claim to protect, including the right to pray. They will force you to accept in law the right to murder children not yet born. Remember, each soul was lovingly created by God the Almighty Father. Any man who chooses abortion or assists in the wicked act of abortion commits mortal sin. Pray, pray, pray my crusade prayer for Ireland, 32. O Mother of Salvation, pray for your children in Ireland to prevent the wicked act of abortion from being inflicted upon us. Protect this holy nation from sinking deeper into despair from the darkness which covers our country. Rid us of the evil one who wants to destroy your children yet to be born. Pray that those leaders will have the courage to listen to those who love your son, so that they will follow the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Go now, my child, and tell my children in Ireland that they must be strong. They must stand up for what is right. They must never be afraid to proclaim the truth, the holy word of God, no matter how difficult this may be. Your beloved Queen of Heaven, Mother of Salvation.